I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. And we're going to start telling our Tehran stories today. Iran is going through some big changes. A nuclear agreement with its longtime enemy, the United States, signals a start of Iran's return to the global economy. It's still early days, so it's hard to know how that's going to shake out. But as I found out with producer Matthew Bell during our trip to Tehran last week, people in the tech sector there are not waiting to see how things shake out. They're getting stuff done now. This first story in our series, Tehran Stories, is about a young woman who's behind a successful startup called Takfifan. This takes us to an upper middle-class part of Tehran. The buildings here, mixed residential and commercial, are well-constructed in sandstone and with large windows.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Nazanin. How are you doing?
Nazanin. Marco.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Hi. How are you?
These are the offices of Takfifan, and that's Nazanin Daneshvar, the founder and brains behind the company. She's wearing a long black cardigan over a white blouse, and her hijab looks more fashionable than obligatory. Nazanin smiles a lot and speaks rapidly, as if she's got time for journalists, but she'd really rather stay focused on her business, Takfifan.
Takfif in Farsi means discount.
It's like Iran's version of Groupon. Takfifan brokers steep discounts with a variety of Tehran retailers for everything from sunglasses to candy to knockoff Starbucks coffee mugs. Consumers love the deals. Nazanin's business has seen 100% annual growth. It's not been a straight line to this achievement. After a stint as a technical team director in London, Nazanin's first go at a startup 6 years ago in Tehran was an online grocery delivery service.
My parents were living in a flat on the third floor, and they were just like carrying all this grocery stuff all the time. And I was just like, maybe we should do something similar to Europe. So I started the first online grocery shopping.
As that company was getting off the ground, Nazanin and her partner spoke with a Tehran journalist about the venture.
So basically what happened, we did the interview and then suddenly the media picked us. And then we were on TV, we were on radio, we were on all the big brand newspapers. So in 1 hour, we got over 5,000 orders from everywhere in Tehran. And then I was just myself with one guy, a delivery guy, and I was just, oh my God, this is just not going to work.
Too much success, too fast. After that company crashed and burned, Nazanin left Iran again, this time for Germany. And that's where she got the idea to create an internet-based shopping service. Her previous experience suggested that managed right online shopping could work in Tehran, so she went home to set up what would become Takfifan. They set up shop in one corner of this four-story building a year ago. Now they've taken over the whole space, including the basement, which is set up as a warehouse for goods they sell, pushing beyond the original business model. In fact, last year, Nazanin Daneshvar was invited to the Silicon Valley for a tech conference where she met with a Groupon executive.
And then he was just like, I can't believe it, you're exactly copying us. And I was just like, I was just joking with him. I was just like, no, look, you are copying us. So the reality is like...
Regardless of who's copying whom, the reality is in Iran, Takfifan has taken off. Nazanin says the nuclear deal and the lifting of sanctions have been key.
We have been approached by tons of investors in the last couple of years, especially last year, because they could have felt like these changes going to happen.
Last year, Takfifan was named one of the biggest startups founded by women in the Middle East region. Nazanin appreciates the recognition, but it doesn't suggest how challenging it is to be a woman in Iranian business culture today.
For example, if you would have come like an hour ago, we had a head of a company that knows that the founder is a female in here. So they all came super religious and they were not even looking at me while they were talking over the deal, you know. So this is quite normal. So I always take one of our male managers and he always talks on our behalf, but that way I keep on fixing stuff. Obviously, there's a still like we have to deal with it because you don't really see that many successful female managers, but I think hopefully through the years it will change.
And that change will accelerate, Nazanin believes, if more young, savvy Iranians like her who are living abroad will come home. Whenever she meets them, she tells them to move back.
Exactly. They should move back. They should. I always say, whenever I see an Iranian outside, it's just like, look, guys, we are the ones that are going to change this country. Otherwise, who's going to do it?
Before I left the Takfifan offices, Nazanin Daneshvar introduced me to some of her employees. Two quotes on the office walls in English jumped out at me, and both kind of summarize what it means to be a startup entrepreneur in Iran in 2016. One is from Gandhi and reads, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." The other sign, hanging next to the desks of a couple of guys typing code, uses a four-letter word I can't use on air. It says, more or less, get stuff done.